Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying you on this spectacular journey of high-quality nerd commentary, you got my guy Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
It's Colton, a.k.a. Dr. Boom. You know, metal on my face and metal on my waist. You tell me? That's what this is about. Fuck the Fantastic Four.
We also got the greatest engineer in the multiverse, my man Jamal, a.k.a. Gas. Talk to them.
That's it.
That's all they get. Gas. That's all he never
gonna have it. Yo, until season two, he can't get a new nickname. Gas is probably the best one.
And it's your boy Dennis, aka Old Dirty Dennis, aka One Hunch Man, because I trust my gut. Know what I mean? Aka Finestro. Ooh. Feel me? Because I get extra fries and nuggets in my Wendy's orders, my nigga.
My other aka is gonna be Poison Ivy, but not like Poison Ivy from DC, the weed. Because I'm Gas's older brother, you feel me? Gotta be another type of gas in the family, you feel
Double
me?
Double entendre. Don't even ask him how, feel me? So yeah, welcome to issue number 4 of the Mighty Metahumans issue podcast. I mean, so how y'all doing?
I'm feeling pretty good right now, brother.
Y'all good? Y'all wavy?
It's wavy.
I did a job yesterday. I do PA work now.
All right. Tell us about it.
I was in a studio with a bunch of futures tutelages.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
With a bunch of futures tutelages. And what I will say is those guys need to not do as many drugs if they're going to be interviewed.
Oh, yeah?
That's just my humble advice because I was working with the entire production crew. They had a very hard time interviewing these guys after their studio sessions. Yeah. But like, in my humble opinion to the production crew, interview them before their studio session. Those guys are going to do many drugs while they're doing songs.
They're trying to get the content, so I understand.
Yeah, traditionally, they're going to get fucked up, and they're going to be zombies by the end of the night. This one guy kept walking around looking for cheeseburger. He asked for a cheeseburger with no cheese.
That's called professional in an unprofessional environment.
Mm. Yeah. He asked for a cheeseburger with no cheese, and he was just looking for it. He was like, this ain't no damn cheeseburger with no cheese. And he just kept walking around. I was just you know, that's just a hamburger in my mind, but I can't say it to the artist.
You can't do that.
He's a talent. In a studio.
What do you expect?
What do you expect?
A guy to fucking ask for the impossible. He should just ask some regular shit. There's another term for that. Or whatever. Yeah, it was pretty good day, though.
It was pretty cool. It was lit.
Chilled.
No. Nah, that's what's up.
Mello's back. I watched Mello play. Nice. 4 for 14. I don't care. He's rusty, but it's okay.
Nah,
he's
still
on
a legend.
New team. He's on a new team. Still a legend, guys.
Alright, so let's get to the shit. So... first segment, we just gonna give y'all some quick news.
Boom.
And like you know, it's called If You Know, You Know. All right, so to start us off, Crisis, CW,
it's
coming.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming December 8th.
And they just dropped a new little screenshot of the Superman.
Yeah.
Superman from Kingdom Come.
Oh, yeah,
Superman.
Yeah. Brandon Ruth. It's looking kind of...
Oh, Brandon Lee. I don't know.
Brandon Ruth. Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Brandon.
Yeah.
It looked fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I was really looking at it. I was like, this is so fucking cool. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I feel like they kind of going in with the Crisis. Like, they put in all stops, and I'm liking that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. As much as I don't really subscribe to a lot of the CW shows... I can't wait to watch it. I watch all their crossovers.
Yeah.
It's because I've been wanting that feeling. And they give it to me sometimes. Yeah. Just a little bit. But I know for this Crisis on Infinite Earths is going to be that feeling for real. Because they're taking off the source material.
Yeah.
And they're bringing back some nostalgia factors. Because Jamal.
Smallville.
Smallville. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Hey, yeah, Jamal. Nigga. Hey, Jamal, give me that.
Nigga.
We
nigga.
Grew up watching that shit. Yo,
somebody
me and Jamal.
Save me.
They ain't give Lex Luthor enough money, so he ain't come back. But, you know, they got my man Clark, and they got Lois Lane.
So. That shit's going to be mad. Oh, now, we're going to have to jump into that in a second. All right, let's clear this news up real quick. We're going to jump into that.
What's the next one?
Legends of Tomorrow's coming back next year, January 21st.
Is Black Lightning a part of that team right now?
I saw the same. I know where you're coming from, because I saw that trailer, too, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? But I'm guessing that's some sort of infinite crisis shit. I don't know.
They kidnapped black
people. Yeah, no, I mean, they took the only black nigga to fly the plane, bro.
That nigga did not want to go to fucking Tom. Yo, nigga, why would a black man want to go that, back bro. In time, bro? No, they kidnapped him. That's Jamal dangerous, right.
My nigga.
They kidnapped my nigga. Free Black Lightning, bro. The only reason why I would watch Legends of Tomorrow with Black Lightning is because he might go into the future and meet Static Shock. And that's the only reason
that'd be,
I'd watch
that'd be that. Hard. That'd be hard. Nah, I can't trust any black person that want to like reverse Thomas that's and shit. Fact. It's like, where you going, bro?
Any black man that want to go back going, in time is Uncle that's the Tom, superpower and I'm just want? Dropping it right here. You want to go back to slavery or the civil rights time? What are you doing,
that
brother?
Is, that alone brother. Is worth
brother.
The...
Brother, what are you doing?
I feel like that alone is worth the lightning. For
but
that.
Yeah, Legends of Tomorrow, January 21st,
word
2020.
Yeah, all right. What else they got going? They got Pennyworth is coming back, which is all right. Before I even
you talked about Pennyworth listen, before, but I feel like you listen, have to re-talk about Pennyworth.
Listen, Pennyworth is like. Jason Bourne for like the first like 6-7 episodes, and I looked away from the TV for like 5 minutes, and I came back, and that shit was like it was on some like fucking living like zombie type shit. It became like this weird like supernatural. I was like, yo, what type of life is my nigga living, son? Like he was just a butler.
So they made Pennyworth like an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. basically.
Yo, it was on some next level shit, and I was just like, yo, I can't get jiggy with this shit no more. But somehow it got a second season, and not even it didn't just get a second season.
I
it
see
got,
this quote. Let me read this.
Yeah, quote read the from, quote for me, bro, because this is nuts.
Michael Wright's voice. It was the highest performing original series ever to appear on Netflix. More than doubling the viewership of the shows that came before it.
So how trash?
I'm the president of Epix.
How trash are the shows on
Epix? First of all, you know Epix is garbage. No, I'm not even going to say. I will. You know Epix is garbaggio.
Garbaggio.
Because they just give everything away for free. For as long as on-demand cable existed, Epix has been the free channel. It was like that channel, like, nigga, here you go.
Like, please?
Just take this.
Please?
Yo, honestly, as a ex-broke nigga and a nigga that's also broke, but keep the fucking faith, broke you life. Feel me? Diet we broke. Had a satellite that gave us like basically you know the regular channels
but
you know now you can't really have like the regular channels unless you have that like little satellite cable shit.
Yeah,
and when we had it, Epix is a channel, bro. It's like one of the free channels. Like if you have the most basic television,
you can still get
Epix is on deck. But you know what's wild about that?
What?
I could watch Alfred on that, a Pennyworth on that bitch, bro. That shit is crazy. In my humble opinion,
this is why they got so much ratings.
If I was a broke nigga that can only get those free channels, you best believe I'm tuned in to Pennyworth, bro. You best fucking believe that shit. Jamal, am I lying? If we was the brokest niggas on the planet, we could only get those free channels.
You was Ham in the 90s.
One of the channels. You not watching Pennyworth?
You said nah. Like, nah,
I'm watching that shit. We don't got a lot. Only that and Telemundo, nigga.
Wait. Epix is not that bad.
What Epix got?
All right, run it back.
Godfather of Harlem.
Whoa.
Okay.
Godfather of Harlem is a good show.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay. You been watching that?
That shit is way too hard.
I need to start watching that. Damn. Okay.
The music on there.
Oh no, God. But Godfather of Harlem is God. Hard because I heard a lot of people talking about it.
All right, so the now I feel away.
Is better than Power. The Power Jesus. Intro is better than the Power intro.
Woo!
Okay, now I'm going to have to check that.
Gotta check it. Somebody check actually that. Said earlier, this was a tweet, somebody was like, Sundays is not the same, I'm missing Power. And somebody was like, I'm watching Godfather of Harlem, and that's taking the spot.
So now I feel
I gotta
away.
Watch it now.
I feel away now because if
I'm sorry, I apologize. No. It's not Garbaggio. y'all figuring shit out. After Pennyworth pop, nigga, they was like, let's get the blacks.
That's what I'm saying.
In the
so
building.
It's like, how is Pennyworth making more ratings than fucking Godfather of Harlem?
How?
That's the shit. That's what I'm trying to understand now, bro.
Hold on. White people.
Okay.
There you go. We're going to go back though. I apologize for calling Epic's garbage.
Yeah, we're gonna dial it
back. Sponsor us so we could be the official godfather of Harlem podcast. This episode is sponsored by Epic.
I love Epic's, nigga.
We love Epic's, but yeah. Next.
All right, let's see. Doom Patrol is coming back.
Jamal, you watch Doom Patrol?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Nah, it's very good. That shit is lit, bro. That shit is super fucking lit.
Very good. Actually, in my opinion,
I know what you're about to say. Go ahead. I know what you're about to say.
That show in DC. I hate that Cyborg. He's cool.
I do too.
Hate him. But Titans is also fucking fire. But
we're going to get into Titans.
Doom
too,
Patrol
bro.
Is the best show in DC, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can't knock that. Like, it's not even just coming to the DC universe, it's going to HBO Max. Like, whoa. They scooped that shit up. They were like, nah.
Because they be cursing and going crazy. You gotta watch it. That shit is hard, bro. Doom Patrol's tough. I really just hate that Cyborg.
Word. Yeah, and, and while we talking about renewed shows, Titans season 3. That shit's gonna be lit already, son.
So much.
That's my shit.
Oh,
that's my shit.
Let you wanna hit some small spoilers?
Nah, we saving it. It's coming. We gonna run through the news and we gonna deep dive on that.
Do it.
Aside from Titans, Harley Quinn,
the animated series.
That shit look fire, bro.
Hilarious.
That shit look hilarious, bro.
That shit is gonna be hilarious.
It's gonna be mad.
That shit look mad fucking funny, bro.
DC. She just only do animated shit, honestly.
Yo, like, they don't mess with the animated shit, bro. That shit is mad fire. I won't say finally, Black Adam. The Rock announced
Dwayne
it, bro.
Dwayne Johnson. He's dropped the picture of him as Black Adam.
Yeah, you said 2021.
It only makes sense.
It does.
It does, bro.
The strongest man on the planet should be the angriest man on Kandak, nigga. Going fucking crazy on these niggas. Like, why do I not have the ultimate power? Why would you give it to a fucking 13-year-old?
That shit gonna be
fine. Hit this nigga with a rock bottom through a mountain.
Who's the person who plays the adult version?
Shazam?
I forgot his name. I know who he
but
is.
But he's a good Shazam.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I like his face.
You got a punchable face.
He doesn't fit the character all the way. I think the hair and the physique, yeah, but like
you don't think he's stoic enough?
Nah.
For Shazam.
Says stoic.
Not stoic enough, stoic. Shazam.
Word of the day. All right. So the final piece of news, which is, I think, kind of hilarious, is after all that talk about Joker being a standalone, and it was cinema, these niggas made a billy, and all of a sudden it's like, yo, we got to do a sequel.
We're going to do a sequel.
Yeah.
What's the sequel going to be on?
I don't know yet. We don't
teenage
know.
Teenage Batman punching him in the face.
Batman disappears?
He gonna have to put
maybe
on
it's a lot of years later, and now Batman's smoking his boots. But it wouldn't even make
crazy.
That would be mad.
That would be crazy.
Nah, I can't wait for that though.
It's a Batman movie, but
it's a Joker.
A Joker movie. Yeah, that's gonna be ill. Because then
like,
it's like
how
do
you the make
Joker, this
nigga
like,
he's been wilding after some time. But now some like Batman Year One type shit.
Yeah.
Like Batman pulls up.
Like, nah, nigga,
like
20 that
year old Batman
that's a dub
pulls
now,
up
my nigga. Like,
and just whoops his ass for the first time. And he's just like, who is this nigga? The movie would be lit if we don't really get to see Batman. We just know that the Joker, like, he's been running shit. And now,
and somebody's
like,
fucking
this
with
nigga
his
in
shit.
A bat suit is fucking everybody up.
I think that'd be hilarious just
and
to see it from his perspective.
His ass, and now he's just like, I hate him, but then like he gets his ass whooped again, and he's like, "I love this nigga.
I'm obsessed with this nigga.
Version
of me. Yeah,
he can't exist without me.
Exactly.
So I gotta keep going. Yeah. If they make some depravity shit where he like slowly
he
gets
obsessed.
Into the madness,
yeah.
like
yeah,
now like, I gotta like fucking do shit to make this nigga
mad.
Notice
yeah.
me, like on some crazy shit,
on
like,
some stand shit.
Oh man, we should write Joker.
Yeah, I feel like we just did.
We did.
And it's sponsored by Epics. This is
sponsored by Epics, man. Pennyworth. Put us on Pennyworth. We will be what year is it? Oh shit.
Nah,
oh
nigga.
No. Don't put us on Pennyworth. We'll be the three like nigger boys. That's what they'll call us. They'll beat our asses. I don't like it. All right.
And there you go. If you know, you motherfucking know. All right, so first, I don't know, like, about your social media, but, like, I've been seeing this a lot lately, right? Fact. Snyder Cut.
A fact. Snyder Cut. Wait, yeah, tell them if they don't know what the Snyder Cut is. Josh Whedon, if I'm not mistaken, made this Justice League. The Justice League that came out that everyone's been slandering was directed by Josh Whedon.
Yeah, it was kind of like both of them. First, it was like Zack Snyder. He started it, but then his daughter committed like suicide or something like that. Oh. Yeah, it was some heavy shit, bro. So like he kind of bailed on the movie.
Didn't they like fire him though?
Nah, he stepped down because he was like, yo, I just need some time off. But yeah, and they were like, well, you know, we still need to put this movie out. So since he was like, yo, I'm going to take the time off. Josh Whedon, Jim. He was like, yo, I'm going to continue with him. He did
the movie. But Josh Whedon apparently reshot a lot of the scenes. Yeah, he changed the movie.
Like, it felt like two movies.
It was a lot different from what the original was supposed to be. Yeah. So the end product that we got that everyone slanders all the time is from Josh Whedon. So the Snyder Cut is Zack Snyder. If people don't know Zack Snyder, I'm going to do the fact checks in a little bit, but Zack Snyder has made a few different movies and people were very excited about a Zack Snyder Justice League movie.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a Zack Snyder cut. And it's like, it was like 2 hours and 30 minutes.
And it's like...
And it's a myth. Yeah. And people have been... But he confirmed
it, though. He said that shit. He was like, yo, it's done. They just got to put it out now. And he started showing like clips and shit.
A lot of fans have been...
Rioting if you watch shit, bro. Like,
a lot of under Twitter like things about DC posts... People are like, where's the Snyder Cut?
Yeah, like...
You see anybody
I had a long day.
Quick rundown. Quick rundown is that Snyder.
So, Justice League.
Justice League.
Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
Watchmen.
Watchmen. Oh,
Man
shit.
Of Steel.
Okay.
Aquaman. Wonder Woman.
Okay.
300.
Okay.
Justice League Part... What, 2? Is that the second one?
It was supposed to be a second one, but like that's when like his daughter... His daughter...
Sucker Punch. Wonder Woman.
Sucker Punch suck dick.
Army of the Dead. Army of the Dead. The second 300. Rise of the... Whatever. Yeah. The Flash. And whatever.
All right. Yeah. So,
Dawn of the Dead. Ooh,
okay. So, basically, Zack Snyder, just as he's an action buff, he knows what he's doing when it comes to action shit.
And if you've seen the pictures... He did some, like, he had some wild shit going on, bro. Like, he had,
Aquaman
like,
was good. Wonder Woman was good.
Yeah, like, yo, they was about to take that nigga head off, like, in the movie.
Apparently, Cyborg was supposed to be, like, a central character, but apparently they made him, like, they a cut side all character that shit out. In the next shit.
They were like, he's black.
So,
yeah. Oh my God, cut that shit out.
He's black. Get him out of here. And even in the Snyder Cut, they have, like, a leaked part where, like, Superman is just, like, fucking...
Beating the shit out of Steppenwolf, fucking hitting him
with the Superman Justice double fist, nigga.
This shit was gonna be like the wildest movie ever, bro.
It was supposed to be crazy. But here's my theory. I don't have music. Anyway.
We're gonna work on that for the next one.
But my theory is this is going to be because a lot of the actors and even Zack Snyder themselves has hit the #release the Snyder Cut.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's going to be an HBO Max.
I 100% agree. That is an ill way to sell HBO Max. Be like, yo.
We got the Snyder Cut, my nigga. We got the regular cut and we got the Snyder Cut.
We know y'all waited like 2-3 years for this shit. Sign up. Like, I sign up for that shit. That shit is sound that.
Nigga, once Batman spoke, I was like, oh, Batman about to fund this. Batfleck. Batfleck is about to fund this. It's lit. We out here, nigga.
Epics. All these Batflex, niggas, bro.
Epics and Bat. Shouts out Epics, our sponsor, for letting us know this exclusive that Snyder Cut is going to drop on HBO Max.
Shout out to Epics for that information. All right. Moving on. So we were just talking about animated films, right? What would you consider? Like, give me 3 or 5 of your favorite DC animated movies.
Because
I can give you mine. Like I give you.
I'm gonna hit you.
All right, give me a 3 or 5. It don't matter. What you got?
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
Paradox, definitely amazing.
Uh huh.
Batman Hush. I don't know if niggas seen that.
That shit was dope too.
Super fucking fire. I read the comic book also. That's why I really like it. And I think that Batman Assault on Arkham Asylum, the Suicide Squad movie for real.
Yeah.
That shit was fucking fire.
Yeah.
Those are my three DC animated films.
DC 3 animated. All right. So I'm gonna give you mine and I'm gonna let you
give you some time.
What's up?
Which one was the one where Batman and them fought Darkseid?
That was Justice League War.
Justice League War is also another one that's on my list. And then I think Teen Titans versus Justice League.
Okay. Okay. You taking that one over to Judas Contract though?
Judas Contract is the one. Judas Contract was the fucking one.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna give you my five. My five.
No, wait.
You got what?
You know what?
You got a bonus?
I'm gonna drop Judas Contract. Wow. Niggas gonna be tight.
What are you putting instead?
It's literally the Teen Titans versus Teen Titans movie. Have y'all seen that?
I've seen it.
That shit good as shit.
Yeah, the Teen Titans versus Teen Titans Go.
That shit is fucking good as fuck, bro. I love that shit.
My nigga dropped Judas Contract. Teen Titans versus Teen Titans Go.
Y'all can fight me. Teen Titans Go is a top five animated series in DC Universe. What we talking about series wise. But there's only like five series that are good,
basically. So all right, so my five. All right, so number five, it's gotta be Assault on Arkham. That was essentially what I wanted like a Suicide Squad movie to be like. Like that shit was hard. Four, because I'm biased, is Dark Knight Returns, just because my nigga Bruce was beating on Superman. Like, he beat that nigga ass, bro. He beat that nigga ass, and then he gave that nigga a soliloquy, my nigga. Like, he was just like, yo, like, never forget I was the one who beat your ass. Like,
and that nigga was like 70.
Nigga!
He's like 70 in a suit. That is, nigga.
Yo, that's my shit. The word. 70 in a suit, nigga, I beat your ass. Three, I got Justice League War. That shit was hard. Mm. That shit was super dope.
That shit was so fire.
I don't like how they keep playing fucking Green Lantern and everything, though.
Yo, he began to bust, bro.
They bust that nigga ass in that movie, man. That's like one of my favorite memes. Number two is Under the Red Hood.
Wow, that's a good one.
Jason Todd was wildin', nigga.
Then he got his fucking face smashing through a wall by Batman. Teach him a fucking lesson. Like a bad father he is.
He's like, yo, I can still beat your ass, though. All right. And number one, Flashpoint. Flashpoint was the shit just because it was Batman with guns, nigga. Like, Thomas Wayne was out here wilding.
Thomas Wayne.
He ain't give a fuck about shit. Like,
throwing niggas off roofs.
Easy.
Give a shit. I love it.
Word. You got anything for Jamal? You got a three, two, one? What you got?
The Killing Joke.
Okay. I appreciated that more the second time I saw it. The first time I was like,
this is awkward.
Yeah, like the laugh at the end, but like it made more sense when I read it. Yeah. Because
I was good.
Right. The next one is Son of Batman. And
Son of okay, Damian Wallen.
Damian is my man.
That's
it.
That's it. All right. Yeah. Nah, I'm with you. Damian was a wild nigga.
Pretty strong list of things that we didn't name.
Yeah, especially like all them Batmans with Damian in it, like Son of Batman, Batman versus Robin. All them shits was hard. All of them shits with Damian. He was one.
A lot of the Teen Titans shits are tough too.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get into like DC TV, right? Well, before we get into that, we're going to get to the DC Universe shit.
So DC Universe.
All right, so first one, I don't care how it sounds. I really don't care about Stargirl. But it's coming. Like, if you're a Stargirl fan.
Stargirl is a shorty with the staff that has, like, the staff powers.
I don't know why they started, yo, bro. Powers, like,
honestly, but, like,
but it's coming. Like, if you care. Like,
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah. She was. Let's see what they got. Metropolis, which I don't get the point of that. It's kind of like a Gotham type show where it's like Metropolis before Superman. So it's really just Lois Lane getting in trouble and Lex scheming. Like, I don't really see the point of that. That's just real life. I don't. So like that shit don't make no sense. But
what do you mean life before Superman? Oh wait,
in Metropolis,
like Lois regular Lane, ass like, life. How many years before Superman becomes like a reporter or Clark Kent becomes?
Yeah, that's before he even becomes a reporter. Like she's just so at the
so Daily is there gonna Planet. Be like sightings of like my man Clark going crazy?
They might. That'd be a good idea for it, but then that just kind of sounds like a continuation of Smallville, bro. Like I don't.
Cox and.
That's not sponsored by Epix, by the way. We're not fucking with that. Doom Patrol, tell me how you feel. Hey, now we can start getting into the shit. We can start getting into the shit. I mean, because before we even say anything. It,
but I really like that show, like a lot. And yeah. I'm not going to really spoil anything for anybody because I can't really spoil anything for anybody. But Crazy Jane.
Yo, that's my favorite person on the show.
Fucking amazing. No, well, my favorite person on the show is the robot. Robot man.
Oh, Robot Man. Nah. I mean, like, yeah, I can see it. I can see it. He's
fucking fire to me only because, like, I just want my mans to, like, do some human shit, bro. That's all he be wanting. And I think that shit is pretty amazing.
You know what? It's one scene. I don't know if you saw it when they did, like, a flashback with him. And he had like his wife.
Yeah, I remember.
He was, that. Yo, that was the illest scene, bro.
He was wilding out.
He was cheating on his wife. With, like, the maid.
Yeah, he's
and she tried to catch him, but he ran to the other room. Was like, yo, what's up? Holding the daughter. That's the nigga's a scumbag legend.
Yeah, he's
son.
A fucking scumbag legend. And that's why he got a robot body. But, Diane Guerrero. That's
yeah.
her name.
Yeah, yeah. From Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, she's, like, yeah. super good.
I love her on that. She's my favorite.
She deserves that shit.
Yeah.
Are we going to move on to the Young Justice Outsiders? Yes. I've been watching show also recently.
This Young Justice Outsiders is sponsored by me. Like, that
First
shit is
of all,
fine, bro.
Black Lightning ain't do it. Free my mans. I was watching the first few episodes. I was like, yo, bro, you ain't even mean to do that.
Know what I mean?
Like, nigga, you don't got to step down. You a good hero.
I mean?
And then when they made that nigga the lead, I was like,
Yo, represent. See, know what I mean?
Represent, brother.
Even Batman was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to fall back. You got it, my nigga.
He was
like,
all I'm going to say is, I'm a white man with white privilege in this world. And, like, I could never understand the gripes. So as a real leader, I'm going to back down and let the black man do his thing. And I was like, yo, Batman, that's why you my favorite nigga,
you a real nigga for
that's
that,
why
man.
You a real nigga to me. Like, you an ally of black people,
you
bro.
Just don't like kids.
Yo, you just hate it. And that's an ally of black people. Fuck them kids. Michael Jordan, nigga. You feel me? Amazing.
All right, so now we're going to talk about my favorite. Like, I know Doom Patrol, like, overall, I won't argue with you, but Titans, bro.
No, but I love this show Titans, also, bro. Titans. Let's talk about Titans
Yo,
season
Deathstroke.
Fucking two.
Deathstroke off rip.
Deathstroke. This might be the greatest
Yo, that's
Deathstroke.
The best stroke. Period. The best My stroke. Son came from Ozark. Hey,
yeah.
yo.
yeah.
Nah, my son came from Ozark. He was Lulu and paid in full.
Yeah.
My,
yo,
come on,
he
son.
He came through
nah,
fucking
I mean?
Wild. As this Deathstroke. This,
son.
This Slade Wilson is a
Yo, that's my
amazing.
Favorite. Yeah.
Okay, we can also talk about British Batman, nigga.
Sir Jorah.
Sir Jorah Mormont. House of Bat.
Word.
You feel me?
First of his name. Second
of
his name.
Second of his name. House of Wayne, nigga. Fucking wilding on these bitch ass niggas.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, they haven't showed us like him in like costume. What I can't even imagine him being in costume, honestly.
Nah, yeah,
like,
that's just a mad fun. Yeah. But that fucking okay, this is gonna be spoilers.
Yeah,
people.
It might be a couple of spoilers.
But that fucking scene of him and Nightwing.
Yo, he bust that nigga ass, bro.
Jamal, he hit this nigga. Yeah, like yo. Nightwing tried to hit him. He blocked.
Yo.
Smack, like two backhands.
You know,
Nightwing tried to do another punch, duck under, grab this nigga's face, hit him with three sentences. Nightwing tried to reverse it, got smacked up again.
Yo.
I was just like, oh, one thing I will say about that choreography.
Chef kiss.
That nigga was fighting like fucking Batman, Yo. Nigga. Like an old ass Batman that
Dead
was still
ass.
Bust your ass no matter what. It was great.
Dressed like a
it.
Wall Street like trader, bro. Like he was Yo. Like, he was like in like the suit and shit and still busting his nigga ass. Didn't break a sweat or nothing. Son. That shit is great.
Okay, let's talk about
Yo, the lineup.
Thing.
I want to talk about the lineup, my nigga.
Lineup.
Like, think about how many people they squeezed into these episodes so far.
They got
Nightwing,
a pretty good lineup.
Beast Boy,
yeah.
Starfire, Raven, Robin. Hawk and Dove, Superboy, Crypto, Wonder Girl, Aqualad, Batman, Deathstroke, Jericho, Ravager. Like, that's mad people, bro. Like, they expanded that world mad fast in like 8 or 9 episodes.
And
like,
they even got the shorty that works with Cadmus. That works for Lex Luthor.
Yeah. I forgot his name. Like, that's like, crazy.
They've been going crazy. They've been dropping like hints, like names. They've been talking about Superman. Niggas been talking about Batman. Yep. Niggas been talking about, like, they've been literally expanding this universe to Dead such ass. A degree that.
All right, so
like,
I got a hot take. Mm-hmm. I feel like Jason Todd, they gonna change that origin for him, but I feel like by like season 3, he's gonna be like the Red Hood.
The last episode, he might die, like fake die.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I see it. Like how they've been setting it up.
Or get traumatized, mad crazy.
Like how Deathstroke had him tied up and shit, and he was like fucking tweaking.
And you know how like right now he loves Rose, and Rose is just like not fucking with anybody right now.
Yeah.
I feel like he's gonna do some shit to like save her and die somehow. And then somehow season 3,
they're gonna find a way to bring him back. They're gonna bring the pit.
Ra's al Ghul, nigga. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Nightwing is gonna be Nightwing by the end of this season.
Facts.
And then I feel like Ra's al Ghul is gonna. It's either gonna be Ra's al Ghul in the Court of Owls, or like some type of Court of Owls type of situation.
I could see the Court of Owls.
No. But on top of that, it's gonna be Blackfyre also.
True. Blackfire's because they haven't really used her like that yet.
She told Starfire she was coming.
So yeah, they're all about to fight the
Blackfyre, I think.
Yeah.
I think Blackfyre is who they're going to fight. Deathstroke and Blackfyre is who they're going to fight.
I feel like
about.
they're going to wrap the season with Deathstroke and like give you kind of like a cliffhanger for next season.
I feel like after that would probably be what I was talking about. Would probably be either Court of Owls or like...
Court of Owls would be tough.
That'd be tough because they never done it so far.
They'd have to OD tie in Batman.
Yeah, but
Batman's already there.
He's already there, and he's
the one who brought the team back in this last episode.
Now I feel it, but he would have to literally be there, like on some.
Oh no! Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Or what they can do is for the Court of Owls. Batman can disappear, pretending to be a part of Court of Owls. You know, I like how Batman, he pretended to be a part of the Court of Owls before.
Yeah.
Where he like acted like he was fucking with them. So they might do some shit to make Titans lit and to also
account for why Batman's not here.
Okay. And Batman's like, and shit, Batman just was like, I'm joining the Court of Owls and now he's just gone.
And now Nightwing gotta
figure out what the fuck is going on now.
He gotta be the leader now. He gotta step up. I can see it. I'm a full fan of Titans, bro. Yeah, like that's sponsored by me too. That's two shows. Know what I mean,
we can also talk about how Hulk,
yo,
be on that damn crack, yo, immediately.
Yo, this nigga Hulk is hilarious.
This nigga quit crack,
yo,
for a very long time, Jamal. Like he got off the shits for a long time. The nigga that like they left the group. Because they found out Dick, this is another shit that gets me tight. Yeah. It was like, oh, Dick got Jericho killed.
Okay. All right.
Dick didn't get Jericho killed. He didn't. Dick tried to save Jericho. I mean? Ended up getting his ass whooped. And Jericho got in the way of his father's knight, of his father's sword, Deathstroke.
They were overselling that.
Like. But everyone's just like, oh, Dick, you got him fucking killed. We hate you. You're a murderer. And then like they left. But Dove, who's Hulk's chick at the time, she fucked Dick before.
Yeah, she had
that dick, literally. And he was always kind of jealous. And then he was just like, "Oh, if you on this nigga's side, then we can't fuck with each other." And she was like, "You know what? I'm okay with that." And then the
nigga went to a bar, ordered a diet coke.
Right? He was like, "Can I have a diet coke?" Because he used to be an alcoholic. Also, he was like, "Can I have a diet coke?" Nigga got the Diet Coke. I'm like, oh, this nigga's on a good path. Then he goes, where's the fucking hard stuff to the guy next to him? And I'm just like, oh, this nigga has a Diet Coke with coke. Nigga, or crack. With the cocaine. Crack cocaine.
I don't know anything about crack cocaine, bro, but maybe it goes with
a coke with a nigga, coke. I don't know. Maybe that's what. And like, he's just on the drugs, I guess, again.
Here comes the double entendre. A coke on the rocks, my nigga.
Coke on the rocks.
A little sprinkle of that white stuff.
You know what I mean? A Coke teeny, nigga?
A Coke teeny? Nigga is getting fancy out here. We can also talk about how Jason Todd is like in love with Rose.
Yo.
But that nigga got tortured like by her pops.
That's the funny shit.
So it's like,
she be throwing a box at him and he be like, yo, I'm just tortured, bitch.
But like, I'm like in love with you though. Like, what's going on? Like, your dad tortured me. We having sex. Like, what's the next level? Can we not get married? Like, my nigga's on some shit like that right now. He's like, look, I've been tortured before. I'm not trying to move slow. I'm trying to move as fast as possible. I almost died, girl.
It's like, he enlisted, crazy?
Do you want it or do you not want it? She don't want it. Your parents, according to the episode.
Yo. I think one of my favorite parts is Dick getting arrested.
Yeah. Nightwing was in jail.
This nigga was just like doing push-ups in jail, bro.
Doing mad push-ups and washing people. Washing guards and shit.
This nigga just hit like the nigga at the airport and was like, yo, arrest me.
Fuck
like,
federal officer, nigga.
Word. They ain't shoot this nigga at nothing.
He was supposed to do 7 years, but he got out somehow. Because, they broke him out.
Of course.
Okay, but who's your favorite character?
For me right now, I'm going to say Superboy. I like Superboy. Like, he's mad. Like, he's kind of like, what's that nigga name from Elf?
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
He don't know shit about
He don't know
world.
Shit about shit, bro. He's strong as fuck, though, but he don't know shit about nothing.
Yeah.
I like him. Fire. And I feel like I could see him with, like, a spinoff or some shit, like, in the future. Like,
it's 9 o'clock.
I like Nightwing, and I also like Gar a lot.
I like
just
Gar, yeah.
Hope Gar learns more like Beast Boy abilities.
I feel like that's just because of the budget.
Yeah, that's honestly. That's a fact. And your spinoff ideas, I think Superboy would probably be the best spinoff.
Definitely. I see him, or maybe Nightwing. Robin. Like, I feel like they're gonna keep Nightwing. Only because like he gotta lead the team.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but I do see like Red Hood kind of getting his own shit.
If he becomes Red Hood, I could see a Red Hood show.
Yeah, I could see them kind of just giving him his own thing.
They're trying to do as many spinoffs as possible.
Yeah, get the money, bro. Like, I know how
they already kind of like foreshadowed that. Remember when he was like, "Oh, I got the Bruce's gun with the bullet in it,"
and exactly.
Shot this nigga in the face.
Exactly.
I was like, oh shit! Yeah, he got the Red Hood in him.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, I know they see what's going on CW. Like, so they're going to be like, yo, let's branch off. Let's get this money, get these ratings. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And speaking of CW, we already on CW. Let's talk about CW shows. Start off with Batwoman. Have you seen anything with Batwoman?
I've watched, like, a review on Batwoman. I thought it was pretty hilarious.
But, I'm not going to lie.
Finding out that, like, the Addis Shorty is like
his sister.
In the first episode is like, what the fuck? Like, they revealed so much. Like, it was just like so much happened so fast. And then at the end of the episode, you just find out, like, bam, his sister that he was looking for. And then the Batman did this. And Batman, he was trying to just figure out why he always failed this mission. And why does Batman have a black intern? It was just so weird. Like, the whole shit was just so weird. And then they gave her, like, that Batman woman suit. And it was the weirdest Batwoman suit, like, I've ever seen. And it was just like, yo, like, I watched the whole, like, parts of it, and then I watched the review, and I was just like, they revealed a lot in that first episode.
I'm not gonna lie, it's okay. Kind of like what you said last time. It's if you have nothing to do on Sunday, you can watch it. It's cool. Like, it's not, I'm not going to it, but if it's on and I ain't really gonna, I'm gonna watch it. Like, it's all right for like a CW show.
Okay.
Black Lightning. I don't know if you've been watching Black Lightning.
Jamal watches Black Lightning more than
Yo, this season has been pretty fire.
I've watched.
I'm feeling the season.
In the first season. What season is up to? Three?
It's third season.
All right, so I gotta
catch up. How far are you in the third season is it?
All right, spoilers.
Don't spoil it, but how many episodes?
So far, damn. All right, I want to say about five. Let's say about five so far. All
right. It's all right. Yeah.
Nah, I'm feeling this.
Don't spoil Black Lightning only because I actually want
to. Oh, you want to peep it? All right.
We can move on to Supergirl. You can spoil anything about this fucking show.
Yo, before we spoil anything,
fuck that show.
The only thing I wish we could, like, do is, like, show these niggas that trailer that you fucking showed me.
Yo, that Supergirl trailer with
the CGI was the trashest CGI.
1999. got me so mad. It had the same CGI that that Godzilla movie that got like all the terrible reviews had, bro.
That shit was so fucking bad, bro. Like that shit looked like stop and go. That's hilarious. Like,
that I just read the list and it says season 5 has CGI.
Yo, since 1999.
What I just said. Which is hilarious because that shit is fucking crazy. Terrible, but you know what's crazy is like, I will honestly be 100% honest, and like the first 3 seasons of Supergirl is actually okay. It's
dead
actually
ass.
Watchable.
Like third, like the third season.
Yeah, like I literally watched season 1, right? And I was like, there could be a lot of fixes in this.
Yeah.
Then I watched season 2 and I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I watched season 3. I was building it pretty good. Then I watched season 4 and I started falling off.
Yeah, it was like an But then season 5.
And then I stopped watching. I stopped watching. So now I see the trailers from like season 5 and shit.
That is great.
I'm like, what is this fucking bullshit?
Yo. You know what pissed me off the most? Like she spent half of like season 3 or 4 learning how to like fight with her cape or some shit like that. And then she never did that shit again.
Oh, because the CGI wouldn't fucking cut it, bro.
And what channel is this on?
CW channel 11.
It started off on CBS.
CW. Their shows, the first 2 seasons, first 3 seasons, usually be great.
Arrow. Seasons, you literally just said Arrow. Garbage. Like Arrow first 2 seasons have been super fucking fire. Like super.
That's
kind of
how
fire.
I feel about even The Flash. Like I got to like the 4th season and now I like.
You know what's my problem with The Flash? It's mad petty, but I don't like the intro. Like he calls himself the fastest man alive. And for like 6 seasons, every one of his villains is
fucking
faster
raced.
Of
this
nigga. This
nigga's getting outraced by everyone.
Yo.
This nigga was getting outraced by
everybody.
Fucking self from the future. By himself from the past.
Yo.
And like you technically.
Reverse. Yo.
Nigga, no, nigga. You not even that fast
yet. This nigga
said,
yo, I'm the fastest man alive. And then Reverse Flash came. And then after Reverse Flash, it was Zoom. And then after Zoom, it was Savitar. And after Savitar, it was Godspeed. And after Godspeed. Yo, it was literally
Savitar
someone every season. Son.
Savitar was dead ass.
Yo, yeah. But still, like every season, it's like, yo, stop telling me these lies, bro. Like, I like the suit, though. Okay. I like the suit like this. And you know what? Going back to Supergirl, I actually like Supergirl's new suit. Like maybe that's where they spent the budget.
I don't know if I like the interpretation of Godspeed.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling that way. He was on like the serum shit,
and then they kind of
makes sense. Yeah, yeah. They didn't really because I guess they realized they were just doing too many speedsters. Like
it was just throwing shit out the wall and hoping.
Yeah, that's basically how it felt. Like I don't know. Like I really wasn't feeling it too much.
I see.
Oh, and Supergirl don't got no hands. I just wanted to put that shit out there.
Yeah, she has no hands.
She got no hands. She be getting her ass bust, and that should be pissing me off, bro.
So apparently the Crisis event is...
Oh, before you do Crisis, let's talk about Arrow. This is it. Like, this is the last season, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, after that, like, we don't got... Like, he's leaving. Like,
nah, I'm good. I'm good, though. I'm happy.
I'm not going front. Like, this final season has been all right. It's been all right. Like, they had some bad seasons, though. Like, they had, like, from, like, 5 till now, like, the last 3, I wasn't really feeling, bro. The first 3, 4, it just was hard. It just was hard. I don't know.
So, the newspaper that Thorne had is basically talking about Flash disappearing in this crisis.
Yes. And I think that's kind of ill because it's, like, when you think about it, because I kind of rewatched The Flash, and it's, like, they've been building from this from his entire show. Like,
first episode.
Yeah, I think that's kind of ill. That's but at the same time, like, two things. After the crisis happens, what happens to The Flash? If you built this crisis thing around his show for 6 seasons, where do you go from there? Because that was the whole, like,
purpose.
Yeah, like, is like the newspaper shit,
yeah,
they built
they
that for 6.
Get The Flash and Arrow out of here, man. And I think they're gonna try to let like Black Lightning and other people like lead shit and Batwoman.
And that was my next question for you because I was thinking about that shit, right? So this is the final season of Arrow. I want to say Grant Gustin, The Flash, literally has maybe 2, maybe 3 more seasons in him. Like I don't think he's gonna keep doing it forever. Who is leading the CW shows after that?
Nigga, Black Lightning.
Black Lightning, yeah.
I don't
Black
know.
Black Lightning and Batwoman.
Because I mean, at the same time, unless they move Black Lightning to the universe with this whole crisis shit, he's gonna go back to his fucking universe.
Black Lightning and Batwoman is
I'm not gonna
hold you.
This shit just came with a Catwoman show. I'd fuck with it.
I'd fuck with that.
Yeah.
I'd fuck with that. Damn. I think we just kind of put them on.
And Superman.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah.
They're making that Superman show. They're
I don't feel like Superman is leading, bro. Like, yeah. That nigga don't even lead with, like, Supergirl, bro. Like, he be in the back. Like,
yeah, that's a fact. But I think they're going to try to push him to the front.
They could try. I don't know. That's, I just don't like that nigga, son. Smallville. Yeah, it's not Smallville, bro. Like, that Hockland, I don't really fuck with him. I ain't going to hold
whatever,
you. Like,
man. Fuck that guy. I think Black Lightning.
I would like to see that, but at the same time, I just feel like they just not gonna
Black Lightning, yeah. Batwoman, and Supergirl.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just don't see him like being like a unless they move into that universe. I don't know. I just kind of just don't see.
They are going to watch. Okay. It's gonna be some bullshit explanation.
That's why he flying the Rave Rider.
Remember, because like in Crisis and Infinite Universes, don't they all like crash into each other and make like one universe kind of?
That's true. That's
so
true.
Like they're gonna do some shit where basically they all crash into each other and they're all just one universe now, and they're all just in the same place in different cities, and then they're gonna like add extra superheroes and shit to the shit.
That's true.
That's literally what's gonna happen, and then Black Lightning's gonna be like one of the leaders, and then so is fucking Batwoman, and then so is Supergirl, and then so is Superman, and it's gonna be like, oh yeah, look, it's Justice League, even though we can't say Justice League.
I got one quick danger room for you. I was just thinking about when you was talking about that, right? Okay. What would you rather? Would you rather have the ability to dance like Cisco, right, and save the city? Like from some Godzilla shit from that Unleash the Dragon video.
Yeah, Unleash the Dragon.
Or
you have to say the other one.
Or you dance like you could save the city from like Godzilla level threats if you dance like Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could dance like Michael and turn to sand. You could still bag your ex, and you could still save like normal criminals.
Cisco shit.
You want Cisco shit?
Cisco shit.
But how many times we got a Godzilla level threat? Man, you can start crime right now and still bag. You can.
I don't want my. I'm good.
Yeah, niggas gonna make me.
Yo, that's a fact. All I'm saying is, if there's a Godzilla level threat, nigga, hit me up. Cause I'm a run on bitches. That's a fact. That's a fucking fact. On the beach, nigga. Niggas gonna be like, whoa, is that a
yo,
fucking alien? And then it's gonna be like, oh,
bird.
Is Colton running on bitches right now? He's about to save the world. Then I hit the fucking choreo with you and Jamal, nigga, next to me, and we just hit the Cisco choreo. Yeah! Hit the bong! And then the Godzilla shit is like, oh, nah.
That nigga beat Godzilla in a dance off, my name. That's the illest shit I've seen.
The craziest shit I've ever seen ever in life, and I love it. Don't unleash the dragon on these guys.
All right, so next we could finally actually talk about the crossover, like the whole Infinite Earths, like we were kind of discussing like early in the episode, right? So Brandon Routh, I think it's gonna be ill. I think it's gonna be ill just because he got to play two roles now, because he's still gonna be the Atom somehow in like the Legend shit when they cross over, and at the same time he's gonna be Superman, Kingdom Come Superman.
He was that Superman that played Superman. And Superman Returns. And that Superman disappeared.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Supermans.
Yo, yeah.
Hey, facts. Yo, and then, like, you know, it's like a Superman.
I'm with all of you, bro.
It's another Superman. And then this Smallville Clark Kent Superman.
Yes.
And then this damn Supergirl.
Like, Supergirl, so it's like, Superman.
It's the super fam on deck.
Straight up.
And it's lit that he gets to reprise this role.
Yeah,
I know that he's always thought about, like, fuck, I was in that movie.
You know, I was Superman for all these niggas, and they just got rid of me.
That's fire.
You know what I think is mad fire though? Kevin Conroy is getting to play Batman. Like,
yeah,
like actually like, play Batman. Cause I mean he's done all the voices in all the animated shits like my entire fucking life. And he's never had a chance to do like live action Batman. So the fact that he's actually gonna be a Batman now is mad ill to me.
Pretty dope.
Deadass.
I know you don't like this guy. Supergirl, Superman.
Yeah, I don't fuck with this nigga, bro. Like,
I think he'll be good. He's just
swaggerless to me, bro. I just can't get with it. I can't get jiggy with it, bro. Like, it's just not doing it for me. I do think it's ill that they fucking pulled out Burt Ward, like,
that's
from
really
like the old
if
60s.
If Adam West existed, I know he would be on
yo,
that.
Easy. They'd
Adam
have definitely.
Would definitely
he'd have did it.
Adam West would have been mad.
Ill. Yo.
Like, a random ass comedic, like Bruce Wayne Batman. Like,
he'd have roasted them niggas, bro.
Just pull up, like, whoa.
Doing
so
the bat dance and all that
on.
Shit.
This is insane. Word. It's far out. You're like, yo, man, my man's Adam West. RIP the GOAT, man.
Dead ass. RIP, bro.
That's what's up that they brought Burt Ward on deck.
Yeah, that's ill. That's ill. And I think he's actually supposed to be the actual Robin.
He is like, Robin. They got him in that, like a suit and shit.
Yeah, that's... That's crazy.
That's what's up.
Jonah Hex from Legends of Tomorrow, plus the Jonah Hex movie. He's actually gonna be in it. Like, there was an old Jonah Hex movie. That's before the comic shit really popped off. He had a Western joint. It was all right, but I think that's ill.
Oh yeah, I do remember the Jonah Hex movie.
And the biggest news for me, at least, I think everybody else is fucking Smallsville. Like, come on,
Tom
like,
Welland.
Somebody say. Yo, that's my shit, bro. Amazing. I love it.
Clark Kent, Lois Lane.
Yeah, you know, like, I wish they got Lex, but, you know, they wasn't giving him the bread. He was like, yo, fuck that crossover shit.
Hold on. Yeah, I got to vision me real quick. I'm gonna go through what's going to happen when we see them in the scene. It's gonna be like, we got to get help, and then it's going to flash over Kansas.
Mm. Somebody
And it is gonna, episode, then it's gonna pan downwards into the goddamn farm, and the nigga gonna be brawlingly throwing a bale of hay mad far because he's Superman, and he's gonna turn around, and niggas gonna be like, oh, it's shit. Tom Welland, nigga! Tom, oh, it's Smallville all over again! And yo, that's how that scene's gonna go. Mad. I'm telling y'all.
Yo, what was Shorty's name was Smallsville?
Lana Lang?
No, the one that got caught up in real life with, like, the wild cult shit.
Oh, shit. Allison Mack?
And they were like, nah, fam, you're not coming
shorty,
back.
Shorty, nah, I know her name. Back. Yo, shit, Allison Mack. Yo, nah, she was wild and yo. She was in a sex cult.
Yo, I was like, yo, what?
They couldn't bring her back. She in jail.
Yo, these niggas found Burt Ward and they were like, no, we can't get you. Like, we...
Yeah, what's the oh yeah, Birds of Prey actress.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. Ashley you know, Scott. I had to look that shit up. I honestly do not too. Remember
I didn't
that
know
shit.
Of Birds of Prey. I forgot that I literally watched like 3 episodes of that. Because
they only had like 3.
I literally remember watching like 3 episodes of that shit.
Like I had no idea. Shit. Yeah, shit. I had no idea this shit came out in like 2002.
That's
like,
what's up. That she gets the prize of Rose.
Yeah, that's how crazy DC is going for this. Like they're pulling all that's the insane. Stops. That's nuts. They got my full support. All right, so let's talk about the movies, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so I don't know like which one of these movies is actually gonna happen, so I'm gonna just throw them all out and you just tell me what you care about, if you care about any of them.
Okay.
Batgirl, Justice League Dark, The Flash, Cyborg, and Gotham City Sirens.
Justice League Dark.
I'm with that. Mm-hmm. I'm with that.
You know what it was.
Yeah. That's literally the only
He's like, you know the vibes, nigga.
I think The Flash is delayed because my man's is like mad busy. The nigga who's supposed to Ezra Miller.
Yeah,
he's mad busy,
And they can't keep it. They can't keep a director.
A background movie, whatever. A Cyborg movie.
I think that was Josh Whedon.
Maybe
too.
After the fucking Snyder cut, if Cyborg seems fucking cool, I want to fuck Cyborg movie. The same guy.
Yeah,
the
same guy. Yeah.
But like only if the Snyder cut is good.
Yeah, like if he's wilding, in that, I'm on
and
board.
Gotham City Sirens. Yeah,
and it's, listen,
whatever.
I mean, that just kind of sounds like fucking the Harley movie.
Basically. Man, let's just move on. Yeah. Birds of Prey and Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Are you looking forward to it?
I'll watch it.
I fuck with Ewan McGregor, so him being Black Mask, I'm on board.
I'll watch it.
Rosie Perez, I always loved since like the 90s. Yeah, so she's like, dope. I'm with that. So
I'll watch it.
I'll fuck with that.
Cassandra Cain, pretty dope.
Yeah, yo.
Hopefully she becomes Batgirl.
That'd be ill.
Talking about a Batman movie in production, but whatever. Batgirl movie in production, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see, when is that coming? February 7th, so that's coming out next year.
Wonder Woman 84, I do want to see that.
I'm fucking with it because I fuck with the first one. Like,
I see that picture that they dropped, and I was like, that shit look pretty fire.
Yeah, and you know how they confident because they haven't showed a shit.
That's a fact.
They showed the post and they were like, yo, hold that down till June, my nigga. Like, that's a fact. We not showing y'all nothing else. So Wonder Woman, I'm there. Next up, they sold me on this. I'm not going to lie. Because at first I was just like, the Batman. I'm looking forward to it now. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, Robin Pattinson as Bruce, Zoe Kravitz as Selina. I already see her. I'm already with it just because
of
her.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that.
Jeffrey Wright is Commissioner Gordon. So we got a black Commissioner Gordon now. Mm. Paul Dano, he's basically going to be like the Riddler. And I think...
That nigga really looks like a nigga that's going to ask you mad questions.
Yo, dead ass, bro. I think they still working on Colin Farrell to be the Penguin.
They should have had Jonah Hill.
They couldn't make it. They couldn't make it work. I guess they just couldn't make it work. Probably he was looking for like more money. What is that other dude's name? Damn, I can't forget. He does like the motion capture for like Lord of the Rings, Smeagol. And he's also he was in Black Panther. I forgot his name. But he's up for a role. I forgot what role though. Oh, he's supposed to be Alfred. Whoa. Fucking damn, I can't remember.
Oh, the dude who played the guy with the guy with the hand.
Yes.
With the vibranium arm shit.
I don't know
why. I know what you're talking about, but he would be like the youngest Alfred. That's what they said.
Yeah. But I mean, he could get busy, though.
He would be Pennyworth, nigga. Shout out Epics.
We
sponsored by Epics today. Yeah, Shout out Epics. Of course. He would be a good Pennyworth. Like a brawling Pennyworth that would, like, no karate. And, like, it would make sense if this is, like, a year one Batman.
Yeah. All right. So before we move on, just because I feel like I got to give him his props, and I don't feel like enough people don't talk about it, as Batman being a fucking marketing, like, branding genius. Like, everything is always all black. It's Batarang. It's the Bat Belt. It's the Bat Suit. It's the Bat Cave. Like, he don't break character, bro. Like, Superman got, like, a cave of ice. That shit don't got nothing to do with fucking Superman, bro. Like, I get it, but he don't keep the aesthetics that my nigga Batman keeps.
Man. I think Batman only do that because he wish he was black. He just can't have black skin. That's the only thing.
You called him Young Eminem? That's what you just did?
That's why he wear the black suit, nigga, every night. I'm trying to put fear in the people. If he had an all-white suit, niggas would be like, yo, I'm about to whoop this nigga's ass.
My name is Rachel Dolezal.
It's a fact, son.
I'm
transracial, nigga. I'm black.
All right, so next movie, The Suicide Squad.
I'm ready for that.
I'm fucking with it.
Only because I read
it. I like James Dunn.
I read up on it, and I found out that this is like the original Suicide Squad.
Yes.
That those niggas all like get bodied. Like, mad people just don't matter in this movie.
Because I'm like, yo, you had Pete Davidson and John Cena. These niggas got to get killed. Like, there's no way these niggas is making it through the whole fucking movie. I don't believe that shit.
They even got my son Idris Elba.
This
shit is gonna be fire.
I'm on board for this. Like, I mean, I know a couple people wasn't feeling it only because they were like, "Oh, it's gonna be too funny or whatever." But I don't care. Like,
I don't give a fuck. I'm ready to watch a movie where mad people get by.
Yeah, I'm gonna laugh at that anyway. So fuck it. And that is supposed to come out sometime in August 2021. And the final movie on the list. I didn't even see this when it first come out. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, I saw this like a couple, like I want to say like a month or two later.
It, like, mad afterwards.
Yeah, like when I saw it, I was like, oh, I slept. And that's Aquaman 2. Like Jason Momoa, like it was lit. The first one was lit. It was underground. It was underwater like Wakanda, but the shit was lit, bro. Like,
he got his bitch ass Aquaman suit.
When he finally got his actual Aquaman, I was like, okay,
it was whack.
See, that's the same shit I'm talking about with Superman. Superman is fucking swaggerless. You got Jason Momoa in the original Aquaman suit, and I'm like, yo, this shit look fire. Like, that's just more like fucking Hockland hate, but whatever. Like, don't fuck with that nigga. You want to skip to the worthy? I mean, we knocked damn near everything out.
Yeah. We can probably skip James to the worthy.
Yeah, let's do the worthy. You want me to go first? You want to go first?
You go first.
All right. I got like four things I think of. All right. So since this is a DC episode, I'm going to reiterate the fact that my first pick is Flashpoint. If you haven't seen the movie, please go see Enter the The Flash Paradox. Flashpoint Paradox. Very worthy. My second pick, sticking to DC, if you looking into comics, check out Red Hood and the Outlaws. I think that shit is super fire. It's basically Jason Todd Wildin. He hooked up with Artemis. he hooked up with Bizarro and they got like a little 3-man squad going on. Like they was fucking up Black Mask and all that. I ain't gonna go too far into it, but definitely check that out if you like, you're just looking for like a DC comic. I'm locked in on that. So definitely worthy for that too. All right, so my next one, I didn't know this shit was on YouTube for free until I actually checked it out, but there's like a documentary on Stan Lee, and that shit is mad fucking informative. Like, and it's, I want to say it's like about an hour or some shit like that, but it's actually on YouTube, like the actual YouTube videos or whatever, like sponsored. That shit is super fucking fire. Like, if you want to just like look into his life, like that shit is like how he started like Marvel Comics and all that, like super ill. It's free. Check that shit out. And my final pick, if you're trying to get into like collecting, definitely check out SH Figure Arts. Like, it's a toy company. That shit is super fire. If you're not like a super fucking collector and you just want to have like, I don't know, let's say like 2 or 3 different pieces or whatever, definitely check them out. That shit is like, I got a couple things from them. I got like the Endgame Thanos. I got the Infinity War Thanos. I got a couple of pieces from them, and them shits is super hard. If you follow me on Twitter, you definitely see me post pictures of those. Like, definitely ill. If you can't, if that's too much out of your budget, definitely check out like Hasbro's Marvel Legends. Like, those are not too bad. You can get those for like 10, maybe 20 bucks. And you know, like, I got a lot of those too. So definitely check those out. Those are my worthy picks. All right, give the people some.
All right, so my first pick is going to be actually a video game.
Okay.
And it's going to be Star Wars The Fallen Order.
I've been looking into that.
That game, I've actually seen one of my homies play some of it, and I want that game.
Yeah.
And I feel like it might be game of the year. I think that's worthy.
Yo, this nigga is a Star Wars fan now.
Yo, nah. I might be, son. Because my next one is The Mandalorian. You niggas... need to get
space
Disney
guns,
close
nigga.
And watch niggas hit niggas with the damn space guns.
It's super fucking work.
Baby Yoda's on deck. It might not even be Yoda, some other shit.
Yeah.
We don't know nothing about their species.
Got 2 space war picks, yo.
Shit is crazy, right?
What else you got?
My next pick is My Hero Academia, nigga. Because, you know, the shit is back.
Yeah.
Watch
been,
it.
Yeah, they've been wild.
It's
wilding.
Fucking fire. My final pick is another anime that it's not in season right now, but I feel most people should watch this. It's kind of obscure, but it's not that obscure because enough people watch this. Mob Psycho 100.
Yo, that's my shit. Mob Cunt is my nigga, fire. Son. All right, yeah, that's super fucking worthy. All right, Jamal, you got something for us?
Bam, bro.
Yeah.
Bam, that shit cold as hell.
Bam,
cold. As-
Yo,
like if you want to be a water monster, real quick, you feel me? Just wash these niggas away.
y'all heard him. My nigga said, "Yo, my nigga said, Bam, super worthy."
Go back and watch Dolphin.
Yo, let me stop it for that. Run that back for them to tell
go
them
back
again.
And watch Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing, no, yo,
what's wrong with you?
Yo, Disney Plus, just make it happen. All right, so my nigga got one more. Hit him one more. What you got for
my
me?
Last worthy is Epics. Epics is
yo,
worthy.
Worthiest mother. Of all, my nigga. It's definitely lifting the hammer. All right, so as always, you know y'all can follow us on Twitter at the Meta Human. I'm fucking wilding because this is sponsored by Epics and I'm getting a little nervous. All right, so basically you can follow us on Twitter at MetaHumansPod, and you can also follow us on Instagram, TheMetaHumansPod. And you know, if you want to submit questions for like Danger Room, future Danger Rooms or whatever, like hit us on Anchor, send us a voice note, hit us on Twitter, wherever you could email us, metahumanspod@gmail.com. And yeah, that's it. So,
and also, we're going to have a Danger Room special episode coming on.
Oh, yeah.
And actually before this. So
yeah.
Be ready for that.
All right. So let's send us home, bro. Send us home.
So my last quote of the day is actually going to be one of my favorite ones. Fuck them other niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. I die for my niggas. Amen. Fuck them other niggas. I ride for my niggas.
What?
I die for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
Ooh, deep. Who said it, though?
Tony Stark.
We out.
Endgame.